Normally this time of year, Juno's largest craft store would be full of plastic pumpkins, skeletons, ghosts, and of course, fabric. But instead, the former Joann Fabrics in the Nugget Mall sits dark and empty. A spooky reality, say local costume makers. Elizabeth Bauer makes her 5-year-old daughter's Halloween costume every year. And usually, she wants to be something a bit unusual.
Last year, she knew for months she wanted to be a white bat. And so it's like, you can't find a white bat costume anywhere.
Bauer found white furry fabric at Joann's and made wings and a headband with bat ears for her daughter. But this year, Bauer is scrambling to find the materials she needs to make another unusual costume, a hybrid jaguar and parrot from her daughter's favorite cartoon. She needs to make a pink base outfit, leopard spots, wings, and a tail. And she has to find all of the materials and finish sewing by Friday.
There's not one store that you can go to and get all of those items that you're looking for a craft project. You have to piece it together between all these different places.
Meanwhile, in Maggie Hyde's costume closet, she holds up a blue and green dress with scalloped ribbons of different colors.
This is a dress I made.
The shade of the fabric she bought online is not quite right.
I made it work, but these two shades were supposed to be a lot more different. They were not supposed to be the same shade, but on a website, they looked very different.
Hyde is a costumer. She participates in Juno's annual wearable art show, where creators show off costumes they've made themselves. And she designs outfits for Renaissance fairs, cosplay photo shoots, and, of course, Halloween. She says it's a gamble to buy materials online for her creations. Shipping costs are often high, if a company even ships to Alaska.
How is this whole process of shipping, of looking? And that just makes it a lot more difficult. You kind of have to adapt.
Juno drag mother Gigi Monroe says she and her fellow drag performers have been doing just that.
You know, for professionals, like, we know how to get what we need and figure things out.
But this year, she had to pivot from a costume idea for Juno Drag's Halloween show because she couldn't find the more niche materials anywhere. She says Joann's usually had that kind of thing. And she says the store's closing also impacts her methods. She would often go to the store with parts of an idea in mind and figure out the rest based on what fabric she could touch and see in person.
There's a lot of designing that actually happens in the store, and you don't really always have to go in knowing exactly what you need.
When they first heard the bad news, Monroe and other performers went to Joann's closing sales and stockpiled some heavy hitter supplies, like rhinestone glue. Monroe says other stores in town, including Juno's 2 quilting shops, help fill some of the gaps. And for Juno's more casual costumers, there are still options. Kathy Buell is owner of the party store Balloons by Night Moods.
Halloween is our busiest season for anything that is not balloon related.
Its shelves are stocked with ready-made costumes that fit infants, kids, and as many sizes for adults that Buell can find. They also have pieces that can be added to homegrown costumes.
We have makeup, we have wigs, we have hats, prosthetics that you put on with latex, blood, lots of blood.
And there's still a lot left for holiday procrastinators, she says.
We still have a lot of stock, and the reason is because it's not even Halloween yet, I'm already buying for next year.
Still, the hole left by Joann's closure is a hard one to fill. But Gigi Monroe says there's a letter-writing campaign asking national craft chain Michaels to step in. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumrie.